Our Old Testament and sermon lesson this morning is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. You can follow along on the insert or the pew Bible. Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 15, I read in Jesus' name. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in your truth, for your word is eternal truth. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. Sin entered the world. God's good creation fell. Satan spewed his poison. Eve drank it in with her ears. She stretched out her hand and took the forbidden fruit. She put it in her mouth and she ate. Eve gave some to her husband and he ate. The fruit looked good and it tasted good. But once the fruit was in their bellies, once their sin was in the past, all hell broke loose. They knew their shame. They tried to cover themselves, and they acted stupidly. And all sin is like this. Sin looks wise, and it promises to make you more, to make you complete. And when you sin, it feels good, and you're not afraid. While you are sinning, you block out any notion that you are breaking God's commands, that you are acting out of God's will, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. But once the sin is done, things change. You feel guilt. Your eyes are opened and you know your shame and you fear. You fear others because you know your shame and you try to hide your shame and to cover your sin. But worst of all, you fear God. You fear God because you know that you deserve His punishment, and so you try to flee from God. But where would you ever flee from God? Running from God is stupid. Sin makes you stupid. Watch how stupid. First Adam and Eve again attempt the impossible. They attempt to avoid their Creator, and they try to hide themselves in the dumbest place, behind a few fig leaves, in the middle of a couple trees. Adam and Eve could have buried themselves under the mountains, and God still would have found them. Adam and Eve have simply been caught, but they still try to flee. And God shows up. The leaves haven't worked. Their little aprons blow away. And God says to them, "Where are you?" Adam answers, "I heard your voice and was afraid because I was naked and hid myself." Do you see how sin has destroyed all of Adam's logic? He says he was afraid at God's voice. He'd heard God's voice before. God had told Adam to name the animals. God told Adam to eat from any tree or plant in the garden except that one. God told Adam to be fruitful and multiply, to fill the earth and subdue it. God's voice had never scared Adam before. But Adam says that he was afraid of God's voice now because he's naked. Even though he'd always been naked. This nakedness was nothing new. It was part of God's good creation, and there was no shame in it before. But Adam has become a completely different person. And he's making up lies to try and excuse his sin. But every excuse that he tries simply reveals his guilt. God asks Adam, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" God is giving Adam another chance to repent. God is basically saying, "My voice didn't scare you before, and you've never been ashamed of your nakedness before. Are you frightened of me because you've broken my one command?" And so Adam is caught. His guilt is out in the open. With his own excuses, Adam has revealed himself to be the sinner that he is. His stupidity is for everyone to see. But rather than repent, Adam adds more stupid on top of stupid. He tells God, "The woman. It was her fault. She gave me to eat of the tree and I ate it. And since you gave her to me, God, it's your fault." Adam simply won't repent. Adam won't say, "Yes, God, I sinned. Forgive me and be merciful to me." Instead, Adam tries to justify his sin. He runs as far away from God as he can possibly get when he should be running back to God. And Eve does no better either. She responds to God when he asks her what she had done. She says, "That serpent that you've been let slithering around in this garden, he deceived me and I ate. So God, it's your fault." You see, sin makes us stupid. And the last step of sin is to insult God and to say that our sin that we have committed is God's fault. Now, we sinners should fear God. We should fear the punishment that our sins deserve. But we see in this text how slow God is to punish sin. This text, it's so amazing. God could have simply said a word. Once that fruit was in their mouths, God could have just said a word and wiped out all of creation. But he doesn't. God is patient and merciful and gracious. God seeks out these two sinners. He looks for them. He seeks to have fellowship with them. And he gives them chance after chance to repent. But both Adam and Eve refused. This text was written for us to show us how we as sinners react to God. But more importantly, this text reveals how God responds to sinners. How he is patient, how he is merciful, and how he is gracious. Because before God says anything more to Adam and Eve, the ones who actually ate the fruit, God curses the serpent. And as God curses the serpent, God is preaching the very first gospel to Adam and Eve. God promises that he will send an offspring, literally a seed of the woman, who will crush the serpent's head. And God was speaking of Jesus. After millennia, God's promise came and Jesus was born. Satan went right after him, trying to bruise his heel. Satan went right after him through Herod. And Jesus had to flee to Egypt for the first few years of his life. And Satan followed Jesus into the wilderness after he was baptized. And he tempted Jesus just like he tempted Adam and Eve. But Jesus prevailed. And then Jesus went on the offensive. Jesus bound Satan, and he expelled demons wherever he encountered them. Jesus forgave sins. He battled against sickness and death. And finally, in a last-ditch effort, Satan decided to use one of Jesus' disciples to betray Jesus. And Jesus was brought to a sham of a trial and condemned. And Satan coiled his head back and snapped at Jesus with all of his might. But all Satan was able to do was to put him on a tree. And Jesus died. He really, truly died. And it was a grievous wound. But it was only striking Christ's heel. And it was in biting Christ's heel that Satan's very head was crushed. The devil was utterly defeated and vanquished as Christ died for your sins. And Jesus rose from the dead, and now he lives and reigns to all eternity. And so now this means for you, whatever sins that you have committed, stop trying to excuse them. Stop trying to hide and to flee from God. Don't be stupid. Instead, flee to God. God is seeking you out. He is saying to you, "Where are you? I want to have fellowship with you." And so as God calls out through his word, repent, confess your sins. And how does God respond? God gives you Jesus' body and his blood. He enters your body to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He invites you to come into his very presence here to take and eat the body of Christ, which was broken for you, but makes you whole. He invites you to take and drink the blood of Jesus shed for the forgiveness of your sins. And so here, right here, is God looking for you. Here is God seeking to restore you. Here is life. Here is rest. Rest for your souls. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and into eternity. Amen.